The Silk Weaver by Liz Trenow, read by Katie Scarf. Prologue. Anna rests her head on the cushion and traces her finger along the stems of daisies and the nodding heads of bluebells embroidered onto its calico cover. The silken threads, though worn and coming loose in places, still hold their colours and gleam in the sunshine.
Bluebells and daisies, she sings to a familiar nursery rhyme tune. Bluebells and daisies, they all grow here, they all grow here.
They are seated together on the old chaise longue in the window of the vicarage sitting room. This is where her mother likes to work at her embroidery, although she has to hold the frame further away than normal because her belly is so huge and round these days. She says that it is because she is growing a new brother or sister, but Anna cannot believe it possible that there could really be a child inside her mother's body. She is bored. Because of this baby bump, they cannot go for their usual walks together across the heath or down to the marshes to collect wild flowers for pressing, as her mother says it gives her backache. Neither can they do much gardening, which Anna also adores. She loves getting her hands dirty, making soft beds in the black earth, into which they scatter tiny seeds. She cannot believe that these little specks will grow into beautiful flowers next year, but her mother promises they will, just like she's promised about the baby.
Wait and see, my little one, she says. Have patience and you will find my words are true.
Although she is only five, Anna has already learned to name many wild flowers and some garden varieties too. The ones she finds easiest to remember are those which perfectly describe the flowers themselves and seem to roll off the tongue. Love in a mist, snapdragon, foxglove, harebell, forget-me-not, wallflower, ox-eye daisy. Others she finds more difficult to pronounce and has to say over and over again before they come out right. Delphinium, convolvulus, asphodel, hellebore. She returns her attention to the cushion. How different these two flowers are. The perky little daisy with its open face of tiny white petals around a yellow nose. The closed heads of the bluebells, more purple than blue, she thinks, hanging from a stem that seems barely able to carry their weight.
What flower would you like to be? She asks her mother. A daisy or a bluebell?
A bluebell. Because it smells so sweet.
I'd rather be a happy daisy than a droopy bluebell, Anna says. Besides, daisies flower all summer, and bluebells are only here for a few weeks.
She hums the little rhyme to herself a few times and kicks her feet.
When will you teach me how to sew flowers like you do?
Sit up, and I will show you right now, her mother says.
She puts the needle between the thumb and finger of Anna's right hand, guiding it with her own fingers. Then she helps Anna's other hand hold the frame flat, just like she does.
We are doing a simple chain stitch for the stem, she says, guiding the hand with the needle so that it pierces the calico just so.
The needle disappears, pulling the green silk behind it, and then is pushed through from the back, emerging as if by magic. Just beside where they made the previous stitch. They do it again, and a third time, and Anna can see how the stem is growing before her very eyes. But when she insists on trying without her mother's guiding hand, everything goes wrong. The stitches go everywhere and the needle loses its thread. She throws it down in a temper.
I hate sewing, she grumbles. Can we do drawing instead?
Just then, her mother's body seems to go rigid, and she gives a sharp gasp.
Run to the church and fetch your father, she says through clenched teeth. Quick as you can, I think the baby is coming.
Even years later, Anna cherishes the memory of that day and that inconsequential conversation with her mother. Perhaps it was important because this was the last time that she had her mother to herself before Jane arrived. But what she remembers most, as clear as if it were yesterday, is the cushion with its embroidered